So we're checking in with Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo to get an update on the latest Board of License Commissioners meeting and also talk about the primary election that's coming up. Hey, Nikki, nice to see you.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. Thanks for spending some time to chat with us. Appreciate it.
Sure, no problem.
Got a busy agenda going on at City Hall with the License Board and, of course, the primary election. And I'm sure you're already thinking about the November general election, too. So it is just a beehive of activity over there, I'm sure.
Yes, we're all working very hard here.
Can we talk a little bit about the August 18th Board of License Commissioners meeting? I saw there were five items on the agenda. Did those all come to be?
Actually, funny you ask. The first item on the agenda, the applicant withdrew the application, likely will resubmit new application in the future. That was the hearing regarding the SWL Restaurant Corp. Doing business as Fantastic Seafood at 297 Newport Ave. We've been ready with their application for quite some time, and due to the pandemic, and they just haven't had a chance to get all their T's crossed, I's dotted. So they put that off, that was at the request of Attorney Chung Lee. So then we went to the second item on the agenda, the hearing regarding the request of the William R. Caddy Detachment Building Fund Corp, 111 Newbury Ave, for a change of manager for the all alcohol beverage license to Lawrence Cunningham. So Lawrence Cunningham was on the Zoom meeting, and he's been the manager there for quite some time. So it was more about getting their paperwork in order. And so we were happy to do that for them, and no changes to the caddy post at this time. And that went through 5-0 on the vote.
Okay.
Agenda item number three, the hearing regarding the request of the Copeland Package Store Inc., 273 Copeland Street, for a change of manager for the all alcohol beverage package store license to John A. Carson. Dennis Carson, a longtime owner of Copeland Street Package Store, is retiring, well deserved. He's been a great package store owner for years and years, and is now going to sell the store to his son, John. So the chief spoke to Dennis and congratulated him on his retirement and a job well done in our city. And we're sure that John will run as efficiently as Dennis did. Gave them well wishes to Dennis, and that vote went through 5-0.
Very good.
Agenda item number four was hearing regarding the request of Rycon Inc. doing business as the Presidential Pub for a common victualer license for the premise located at 29 Temple Street. And that's James O'Malley. James O'Malley could not make the meeting as he was working to get compliant with the COVID regulations to serve food in the Presidential Pub. I don't know if you know, but, the Presidential Pub has been around for a very long time in our city. And Jesse, who owns it and runs it, does do a great job. And a few years back, cleaned it up in the back, opened it up. It's nice and bright, and there's plenty of room there for cooking and a sink and all COVID compliance. And so he went ahead and did that and worked with the health department, Commissioner Jones, and Jay Duker and Inspectional Services, and they're open again, COVID compliant.
Oh, very good. I know a lot of bars are going to try and do that. That way they can get back in business, because as the state guidelines currently state, just a plain bar room cannot open, right?
Yes, that's right. So, he came in, worked with Susan, the administrator of license board, and they're compliant. We're happy that they're open and they do a great job. That went through 5-0.
Great. Do you think you'll start to see more of that now, Nikki?
I do. Yeah. Susan's working with a few different places to make sure that they're in compliance.
Sure. Very good.
Agenda item number 5 here regarding the request of Franklin 35 Realty LLC doing business as Franklin 35. This is 35-39 Franklin Street, Lawrence Agnetti, manager, for transfer of on-premise all alcohol beverage restaurant license presently held by EMH Corp doing business as Delaney's Pub, a common victualler license and a cabaret license. The proposed hours of operation are 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., 10 a.m. on Sunday. Attorney Robert Harnes and Lawrence Agnetti were both on the Zoom call. We spoke to them about their plans for the old Delaney's Pub. They're going to do some construction. They're going to open it up, brighten it up. It's going to be Franklin 35. Agnetti's bought, they own the insurance company next door. So they bought that in the yellow house. Trying to revitalize that neighborhood, and they do a great job as owners down there, and we appreciate that. They're proposing 95-99 seats, and they're going to open sometime the first of 2021.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Yeah, it really, I wish them well. Everybody did, and that went through 5-0.
It did. Okay. I'm sure the neighbors in that area will be happy to see, that place get cleaned up and reopened.
Right. And it's going to be a restaurant. Mm-hmm. Their focus is on the food and, maybe when I say cabaret license, just having someone come in and one man or two man music.
I see. Okay. So not live rock bands by any
no,
means?
No, they're not going to be a club.
Right.
They're focusing on the food and yeah, being a restaurant.
Is there enough parking for that around there, Nikki?
There is the on-street parking, which I'm not sure about what the Agnetti's plan on doing with the parking lot beside Delaney's Pub there. But if they figure that it'll be at night when they get most of their patrons, and maybe they'll work something out with the bank that will be closed at the time, or the tea room.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Yep.
Okay.
And in other business that concluded the agenda, other business was an update on rescheduled events. Best Buddies bike ride rescheduled for September 26th has been canceled for 2020.
Okay.
The fashion show at Marina Bay Boardwalk, which was May 15th, is now Thursday, September 17th, with the rain date of 18th. Contingent upon the health conditions and state reopening guidelines in effect to date, Ms. Haja submitted a new plan, COVID compliant. So that's going to go on for September 17th. Also, that's not open to the public anymore. It is a get your ticket in advance.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so if anybody is interested in that, Hajar on the boardwalk there is where to get some more information.
Okay.
And we had a quick update from Health Commissioner Jones on the COVID cases in the city of Quincy. And we are holding steady with our low numbers, and we're happy about that. And just everybody be very mindful of the 6 feet of distance, wearing your mask, and washing your hands.
Sure. Was there any update on the Malachy's or Hofbräu incidents?
They're all open again.
Okay.
In complete compliance.
Okay. Very good. And that was the license board meeting mostly, right?
That was.
Okay.
We motion to adjourn approved minutes from the July 14th hearing.
Very good. Is there another meeting scheduled?
To be honest with you, I don't even know.
Okay.
Sometime in the 1st of September, I'm sure. Got to get by the election first.
Yes. Speaking of, we're holding an election in a pandemic. So that means we've got early voting, we've got mail-in voting, and we've got absentee voting in addition to in-person voting on September 1st. So
that's right.
Do you have a crew of thousands there to help you with this?
Well, I think we may have to readjust our schedules because as of right now, we've been here almost every night working to get these ballots out in a timely manner. But if with the next mailing after the September 1st election, for all those who haven't sent back their card or only put the ballot for September, they'll get another crack at it for November. So all those people that did not respond or responded only for the September election will get another mailing from the Secretary of the Commonwealth. I'm hoping right after Labor Day.
Okay. Which is late this year, actually.
I know. So September 7th, after that, we'll be here again. Depending upon the response, we'll work with the mayor, of course, and we may have to get a full-time crew just processing and stuffing envelopes.
Right. So for the September 1st primary now, what is the deadline for folks to request a mail-in ballot?
Tomorrow.
So August 26th?
Yes.
Okay.
August 26th is the deadline to get a ballot mailed to them. However, you can come here and vote in person. Early voting is on till Friday at 4:30.
Okay.
We have that here at City Hall, okay, up in the chamber.
Okay. How did it go at North Quincy High this past weekend?
It was good. Not the turnout that I expected, to be honest. But it was one of the last weekends of the summer. Mm-hmm. It was 90 degrees out both days. But we did get 200 people on Saturday and 160 people on Sunday. What a great place to vote. Completely open, great social distancing there. I can't thank Superintendent Mulvey enough and his crew, Kevin Sagala, and the custodians down there that helped us. They were wonderful. And on that note, the atrium that we use for voting at North Quincy High School is small. And so we are going to use the gym for September 1st as well.
Okay.
Good. Yeah. Job. Yeah. So it's just the kids aren't there. Mm-hmm. So we might as well utilize the space.
Sure. Yeah. It's just all that much better, right? To be able to
spread. It is. I can't even say enough about North Quincy High and how great they were there in welcoming us. And we look forward to voting there in October when we're going to be doing two weekends of early voting for the November election.
Oh, okay. Very good. We'll talk about that as that gets.
I know. I'm getting too far ahead.
One thing at a time. For mail-in, how many voters requested ballots in Quincy?
A little over 15,000.
Wow.
At this time, yeah.
And
yeah, we got about 600 requests today. So
wow. Okay.
And as quick as we're getting the requests, we're getting the ballots back too. So we're processing them for election day, getting all the data in. We got a Dropbox for out front of City Hall. So at any time, that is open for people to just come to City Hall and drop their ballot in the box.
Okay, great. That's good, because I know there's a lot of concern about whether or not the Postal Service will be able to handle the volume leading up to September 1st, because when are the mail-in ballots due at City Hall?
8 p.m. on election night.
On election night.
Right now. That's what it is. I know Secretary Galvin was in court yesterday. They wanted some more time to get those counted. Yep. I don't think the decision has been made at this point. Okay. But so for right now, we're saying what we know, 8 p.m. on election night, September 1st.
Okay.
I will say, too, that we have been working with the Quincy Post Office. Bill Harris, I had a meeting with him a few weeks back before we got the ballots. And we talked about strategies and what we could do to be efficient and helping, and them to help us and us to help them. And what we decided was, in-house, we were going to separate all the ballots into 02169, 02170, and 02171. And the post office has been coming over to City Hall daily and picking up our mail for us and bringing it to the post office. That way they can sort it here in Quincy, and it doesn't have to take that 3 days that it would take for processing in Boston.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So kudos to the staff over at the Quincy Post Office too for helping and being so efficient and coming over and getting our ballots for us. We really appreciate it.
Oh, very good. So that really speeds up the turnaround time big time.
It does. It does.
So now how are you dealing with tabulation of ballots, Nicole? Are you able to count the mail-ins before September 1st? How does that work?
Yeah, so we're doing central tabulation. We've done it before, and we're doing it again. We did some yesterday, and we're going to do it again on Monday. And the goal is to run the ballots through. So you record the vote just like you would if you went to the polling place and you check in, same process.
Mm-hmm.
You then, we open up the ballot. So all the check-ins first, we slice them all open and we pant them all down, upside down, so no one's looking at any ballots. And then they go through a high-speed scanner, 50 at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And that number sits there until election night after 8 o'clock. And then that gets taken to the central tabulation when all of the data from the day comes back to City Hall that night, and it all gets added together and we get our unofficial results.
Okay. So do the mail-in ballots actually go to that precinct to be counted? No. Okay.
They do not. They're counted here at central tabulation.
Okay. Okay. So in terms of having results election night, that may or may not happen. Is that right?
Well, depending upon the ruling of whether we stop counting ballots at 8 p.m. or if they're postmarked before 8 p.m., that will make a difference.
Okay, okay. Because I know,
but
for the
we should have some unofficial results for the 8 p.m. cutoff.
Okay, all right. But that may change.
But that may change.
Yeah. Okay, and certainly with a number of county races, you'll only have Quincy's numbers.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. I know the deadline for the general election in November is different, right? At least as it stands right now, right? It needs to be postmarked by November 3rd, but received in your office by November 6th. Is that right?
Right.
Okay.
6th. I'd have to check on that date. Hold on one second. Might have that date right here.
Because that will certainly affect the results, you know, the timing.
Right, right. Because there's overseas ballots
right.
That need, and military ballots that need to come into effect. I think it's a little longer than that. It could be 5 days or up to 10.
Okay.
I'll check on it. I'll get back to you at our next Zoom meeting and let you know for sure.
Okay.
I also wanted to say that, you know, what is in effect came so quickly, and we didn't have a whole lot of time to prepare within the month to get everything. I may have misspoke on our last show. I said that if you had a mail-in ballot, you can't vote at the polls. But the fact is that if you have a mail-in ballot and you wish to come and vote, you may, as long as you haven't returned that mail-in ballot.
Okay.
So I just wanted to get that out there. I may have misspoke. I know I did, because I thought in 23 years of working elections, if you had a ballot, you had to be accountable for that ballot. And things are changing so rapidly that if you have a ballot that you requested by mail, perhaps you didn't get it, or perhaps you don't want to mail it, you may go to the polls and vote.
Okay. It says that right on the mail-in ballot, because mm-hmm. just kind of for experimentation more than anything, I did mail-in balloting, you know, voting this year mm-hmm. to see how it would work. And I was curious about that. And it does state right on the mail-in ballot that you can still vote in person if you do not return this ballot. So
yeah. Yeah. And we've had a lot of people now, you know, with the whole mail, you know, questioned, we have had a lot of people come in to the early voting site and wish to vote in person, or you can always go to the early voting site and just drop your ballot there too.
Oh, okay.
We have a place for that too, a secure place.
Oh, great. Very good. And I'm assuming all the proper protocols are in place for safety during the pandemic, right?
Yes, of course. The state has issued us a COVID box that, you know, covers all, and we made our own too. So we'll have acrylic face shield up at the check-in. We will not be having a checkout table this time.
Okay.
So we don't want people to congregate in the polling place. So the state has allowed us to do away with the checkout. So we're going to do that. You know, wear your face mask. We will have face masks there if you forget it. If you wish to bring your own pen, please do so. A clipboard or a book, if you don't want to use the pods that we have there for voting. Bring an ID in some cases if you haven't voted yet in Massachusetts, and there's a question with your ID number, you may want to bring that along. And maintain the social distancing of 6 feet. And we've marked out floors where we feel like there may be a line, just so that people are mindful to stay. I mean, I think that everybody, you know, going to the supermarket, going anywhere, you know, the social distancing is part of life now already. And people have adapted. So we're not too concerned with the way people are. We're just concerned that we have everything in place that we need for PPE to be. We have poll workers that are going to go around and clean after every person votes. We have the wand, the light wand that's going to disinfect pens and glue sticks and Anything that anybody touches will be cleaned. We have 6 feet of distance between the poll worker and the person coming in to check in to vote. So I think we have it covered. It went well over the weekend. It's going well now up at early voting. So I feel confident that everybody will be safe. And, you know, make your own fate. You know, take your precautions, wear your mask. And if you want to wear gloves, by all means.
Certainly, yeah. Wash your hands, use hand sanitizer. Mm-hmm. If you are not feeling well, please don't come out, right?
Right. We'll have hand sanitizer, of course, at all the polling places too, so that, you know, coming in, going out, you're protected.
Sure. Any idea about a turnout, Nikki, for the primary? What are you thinking?
I'm thinking maybe 25-30%.
Okay. Which is typically what it is, right, for a primary?
Well, in 2016, it was a little less than 10%, but we've already surpassed that with the mail-in vote. So I'm not expecting September to be, you know, lines at the polling places because so many people have already voted. But they'll all be open. Mm-hmm. And you'll see a lot of new faces at the polling places. You know, you used to see in the same poll workers, but a lot of them have decided that they're not going to work for this election. And you know, we completely understand that. Right. And if you can just be patient there with the new people that are trying to do a great job on election day.
7 a.m. to 8 p.m., right? The voting hours on September 1st. Yeah. And now for the November 3rd election, what is the deadline to register to vote in that?
Deadline to register to vote will be, it's only 10 days.
Okay.
October 24th.
Okay.
Yeah. And the deadline for mail-in voter application will be October 28th.
Okay.
But for this election, it's tomorrow at 5 p.m.
To request a mail-in ballot.
Yes.
Okay. And at this point, probably wise, I think even the Secretary of State said to return it in person if you can.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yep. We get the drop box out there. It was yesterday was the first day and it was 3/4 full.
Wow.
By 5 o'clock when we unloaded it.
Okay. And is there any change for absentee balloting or is that still?
Nope. Okay. It's still noontime the day before the election.
Okay, very good. I know you've got a busy day ahead, Nikki, so I'll let you go. Anything else that we should touch on right now?
I think we've covered it all. If you have any questions or concerns, please call us here at the Election Department, 617-376-1144-1145. Happy to answer any questions.
Okay, of course, your website and the Secretary of State's website also.
Right. There's a whole lot of information on our website. If you go to quincyma.gov, election, city clerk, then elections, there's a fall 2020 know before you go, and you can find all the information there.
All right. Great to see you. Thanks so much, Nikki.
Okay. Take care, Joe.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.